irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share their experiences. Your host, Russell Edmond, has spent over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operations, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship-building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other side as a hospitality entrepreneur. He now consults in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes, Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining On Air with Russell Hotels. I'm sorry, I had a little feedback in my ear, and it was kind of loud. But anyway, hope all is well. Thank you for joining On Air with Russell Hotels. If you can see me, I'm on Facebook Live as well as on LATalkRadio.com. So it's a simulcast, meaning I'm doing, you know, Facebook Live, you can see me. And then, of course, you can hear me on LA Talk Radio. So, and then after the show is over, it becomes a podcast, just in case you did not know that. So anyway, once again, I want to thank you again for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. We're, you know, like Hospitality Unplugged. We're hashtag Hospitality Unplugged. We collaborate and we connect with people. And that's what Russell of Hotels is all about, right? Thanks, everyone, for listening and watching. Jose, thank you so much. Dale Reynolds, thank you so much for listening. My sister, Marsha, thank you for viewing and listening as well. Thank you for your support. I do appreciate that. A lot of stuff going on in the hospitality industry, right? But before we get into that, you know, this is show number 50, okay? I'm live from, guess where I'm live from? My backyard, okay? So if for people that are watching on Facebook Live, they can see that I'm actually in my backyard today, or at least a portion of it. I couldn't go in the studio because, you know, we're all on a lockdown situation, of course, like, you know, many cities throughout the U.S. are, and maybe even many cities throughout the U.S. and world, I may add. So here it is, right? So I've been at home quarantined, or we've been, you know, I guess it's quarantine, right? We're quarantining ourselves. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, but anyway, I don't think I've been out of the house or out of the neighborhood, I don't know, since last Thursday or something. I haven't driven a car since last Thursday. I can definitely tell you that. So, but it's been, you know, it is what it is. We got to make the best of it and we got to keep it moving, right? So I appreciate everyone for listening and watching and joining in. Jason Soddy, John Miller, I do appreciate you guys for checking us out, right? Checking out the show if it's your first time. We're, like I said, we're about collaboration and connecting with people in the hospitality industry. And this is, I mean, at this time in our careers or in the world or whatever, when a lot of people within our industry are losing their jobs or being furloughed or however you want to put it, I mean, I think it's more important that that there's some type of voice out there. And there's other people that speak and there's other people that have shows and things like that. And I thank them for what they do, because I listen to their shows and watch their shows as well. So Glenn Houseman, I do listen to you as well. So, but a lot of stuff is going on and it's hit our industry especially hard. So, you know, to all those people, you know, keep it up. We're all in this together. So we'll get through it together, right? So there you go. So it's show number 50. I did say that, right? Show number 50. Hey, Irene Escobel, thank you for watching from Blythe, California, the big B-L-Y-T-H-E, Blythe, baby. Anyway, that's where I'm from. Just in case people did not know that, I am from Blythe, California, born and raised 18 years, right? So people think, oh, this dude's from L. He's L.A. No, I'm Blythe. I'm straight from Blythe, straight from the country, okay? Desert country, same thing. I don't know how that, you know, some people like, either you're from the desert or you're from the country. Which one? No, Blythe is desert and country, okay? So there you go. Industry news. What's going on? What are we doing? I mean, okay, so this thing has hit us, right? It's hit us hard. So what do we do? What is the time to do? Are we just sitting around on our fingers, you know, on our hands and just like, well, okay, it is what it is. Let's keep going. Well, no, we gotta make things happen. I mean, if it's anything, we want to remain relevant, right? Because like they say, this too shall pass, right? And we don't know when it's going to pass. We don't know when it's going to end. I know that. But it will end, and we will get back to where, I don't know if where we were before this happened, but we're getting back to somewhere, right? So, but what are we doing in the meantime to make stuff happen? So I wrote down, of course, I always write things down as far as what industry news and things like that. And these are things that I came up with. Not a lot of things that I read or some of the things I did get from other people. So one thing I do is try to talk to as many people that I can that are affected by this. Then that way I can bring it to you and be real about it. Because I don't, I mean, I work in conjunction with hotels, but I'm not always in the space, right? So these people that I talk to are in it, they're living it, they're breathing it. Some of them have been, I guess, laid off. Some of them have been furloughed, which means, you know, they're on 1 week and off another week, things like that. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that they're doing to try to keep people's jobs. And then, quite frankly, some people have just been let go and they don't know if they're going to come back or not. Right. So these things definitely are hard and trying times. So, like I said, we're all in this together and we'll get through it together. But in the meantime, what do we do? I mean, if you're a salesperson, and you're still working, what do you do? Are you contacting your groups? I mean, we're definitely not selling, right? Are we still trying to sell to people? Hey, what about that group next year you got coming in? No. This is the time, and I think I mentioned it last week. This is a time that we need to check on our clients, right? We're checking in on our clients, seeing how they're doing. If you want to call it a wellness check to make sure, you know, them and their families are good. It's all about creating that relationship or taking that relationship to the next level. I received something today in an email, and I've been getting these things for the last 2 weeks. It's from Al High. You know, for people that don't know what Al High is an acronym for Associated Luxury Hotels International. Okay, my contact with them is Michelle Russell. Of course, I'm going to remember her because her last name is my first name. Okay, so for Michelle Russell, she's been sending out a note the last 2 weeks. You know, just basically checking on, and I know she's not only sending it to me, she's sending it to, you know, probably thousands of people, hundreds of people, right? But still, they took the time to send it, and it basically sent a note and a Wunderlist playlist. Now, Wunderlist is a strong desire to travel, right? That's the definition of Wunderlist. Well, it's a playlist of music, of songs, right? It's like 9-10 songs or something like that. You know, like Hotel California and, you know, sitting on the dock of the bay. I mean, things that make you want to travel or make you maybe, you know, remember some things when you did travel, you know, things like that. So she sends things like that every week, right? So this is good, right? So for people that are trying to figure out things to do, I always copy things because if somebody else came up with it, why not? The biggest form of flattery is taking that thing that someone else did and using it for yourself, right? So why not use something like that? I mean, you don't have to use the same song list. I actually sent it to someone earlier today because they're trying to think of different ways to contact their clients, right? Because, you know, you're always on the fence if you're a salesperson. Am I going to call them to sell them or I'm going to call them to see what's going on, how they're doing? Well, at this point, we can't be calling to sell anybody, right? It's a complicated situation all around. Thank you, Sonny Butler. Thank you for chiming in. Yeah, it's a very complicated situation. So it's not one size fits all or one thing fits all, one phrase fits all. Some clients are going to be appreciative of it. Some clients they're going to be like, what the heck are you doing? I mean, you know, do you know people are losing jobs and we're in a crisis situation and things like that? Yeah, I understand that. But let's just make sure Let's just make sure that, you know, we're doing things right that are right for our clients. And you may have to feel clients out. So, but we have to do something, right? We can't sit around and do nothing, right? So make sure that we are still in constant contact with our clients, new clients, old clients. Time to build relationships. And yes, Jim Schechter, I am out in the air, and it's a great day to be outside, right? Not in the studio, kind of getting some fresh air. Thank you, Roderick McDaniel. Rod Mack with G-Belt, I appreciate you chiming in as well. Marsha Patino, I appreciate you as well. That's another Blythe homie, you know, from back in the day. But anyway, so those are things that we need to make sure we're doing. We need to reach out. Have we cleaned up our files? You know, either the physical files or the, you know, our virtual files or things like that. If we have Delphi or whatever the heck we're using, I can't think of what Marriott system is called. Sales, whatever. I have Salesforce, right? Myself, right? So I clean that up. I mean, are there things in there that I still need? I mean, if I finish putting notes in for every client that I've spoken with, I mean, those are things that we can take if we're still working, of course. We can take that time and do that stuff as well. You know, purge files. If you're an operations standpoint, are you doing training? If there's anyone in the hotel to train, right? Because a lot of hotels, especially the smaller ones, I mean, there's a real skeleton crew, right? There may be two or three people that are working. There's always videos that you can watch, right, on training. So there you go. There's always some time to do that. Now, what about hotels that are still open that have guests? Right. So there's still hotels that are around that have that going on as well. Are you talking to your clients? Do you know why they're there? Because guess what? This stuff is going to end one day. Right. And you just want to make sure that those clients that are there, you have talked to them and build those relationships. Thank you, Sonny. I mean, your comments are great, but they're going too fast for me. So send that same thing again so I can read it, okay? But Sonny is at the Delta Hotel in Delta by Marriott in Anaheim, and they're still open. So, okay, very good. Yeah, so she is the sales manager there. She's sending me notes and sending, you know, kind of getting me, you know, things that she's working on, and that's good. I appreciate that. So she's one of the people that I text this morning just to get information on what's going on out there. Because like I said, these are the people that are still there. They're working, and I mean, and quite frankly, and this comes from them, they don't know how long they're going to be working, right? So that's the kind of the uneasy part about it, right? But getting back to what I was saying, build your relationship, enhance your relationships. Everyone is feeling the same thing, right? We're all going through this. It's uncharted territory for everyone, right? I mean, we can bring up all these other things that have happened, but I can't remember in my lifetime having to be quarantined. Can you remember that? I can't remember in my lifetime, you know, people losing jobs or being furloughed or just people aren't traveling. I know I have never experienced this before. So, and I'm sure a lot of us are in that same boat, or we are on that same boat. Clean up files, Delphi, whatever system you're on, you know, make sure you take care of that. Renovations, remodeling. This is the time for that. If you've already put money aside to do that, why not continue to do it? Don't wait till the guests get there and, oh, now we want to do renovation. No, do it now. So take advantage of that. So once again, I want to thank Michelle Russell with Alhai for giving me or sending me that email about the Wonderlist playlist. I do appreciate that. I did listen to a couple songs, Hotel California. You know, of course, I listened to that one. So, and I want to thank Amy Beardsley. Okay, Amy Beardsley is with the Origin Hotel Red Rocks, which is outside of Denver. I want to say it's in Golden, Colorado. And what's in Golden, Colorado? Isn't that what Coors Beer is, I think? I think that's where they are. But anyway, and just so you know, Origin Hotel was named by Condé Nast among one of the best hotels in Denver. Okay, so she's a director of sales and marketing. So this morning I reached out to her as well and said, hey, what are you doing different that you weren't doing before this whole thing happened? Now, they're still open, right? So she said they're focusing on day use rooms. I said, what? Day use rooms? Yeah, a day's room is basically, or this is, okay, this is what she told me. She said there's some of her clients or guests that may work from offices, right? But now they're forced to work from home, right? Because the offices have closed. Well, guess what? Hotels haven't closed, right? Or at least some hotels haven't closed in certain areas. So some of these, some of her guests or some of the clients, they come in there and they'll utilize a guest room just for the working desk and the Wi-Fi and things like that, right? So they're utilizing just so they can get out of the house and be unquarantined for a minute. And they're still using the social distancing. So that's not a factor, right? So they're actually going to hotels, checking in for half the day. So from 9 to 5, right? And normally for a day's room, 50% off of the whatever the best available rate. We called it a bar rate, B-A-R, best available rate, or rack rate, it used to be called back in the day. So they typically use that rate as the gauge and say 50% off of that. So if you're quoting $100 rates, you're giving a day use room for $50, right? So that's pretty good, right? Get out of the house. You're probably not doing it every day, and you're not using the bed for the most part. So if this hotel had to turn those rooms over, it would be a lot easier because they only use the desk part. And so they only have to tidy or clean that up, and then they can turn that room over and sell it. I'm not sure if that's the case or not in Denver, but that's what a day use room is. So that's a good idea. So if you're not utilizing day use rooms or contact your clients and say, hey, you know, I understand you're working from home now, you're not in the office, you know, you can definitely come in and, you know, a 50% off room rate, and we'll give you a day use room. So a lot of people, most hotels have the day use rooms available, but we just don't know how to market it. I used to work, I don't even know if I want to say this, but I used to do some consulting for a company by the name of Smart Layover, and that was our specialty. We were one of the first to market with an app that only did day use rooms, right? It was an app specifically for day use rooms, for people that had layovers and they had time to go out and explore a city, right? I don't know why I'm throwing it out there, but when Amy said day use rooms, I got a chill up my spine because it was something that that was huge back. I mean, I'm saying about 7 years ago, maybe. Maybe about 7 years ago when I was working on it. And it was a concept that no one else had come up with. And it kind of went away because of some glitches in the system or whatever. But it was one of those things, if you could have got the glitch fixed, it would have been a huge success, right? Because there's another company that came after Smart Layover that is now cleaning up their market. It was actually a British company. Or a company from the UK that's actually doing it now, I believe from the UK. But anyway, I don't know why I got sidetracked on that. It was actually getting me ticked off because that's another story, right? But anyway, welcome to the people that are just chiming in. This is On Air with Russell of Hotels. I do appreciate everyone chiming in, listening, watching from wherever you are. I see Taylor Crawford. She went to school with my daughter right now. She's listening in. So hello, Taylor. I appreciate you listening in or watching as well. Monday, Gregory Wilkinson from the Big Easy, or the Big Sleazy. Thank you for watching as well. I do appreciate that. So I'm here talking about what's going on in the hospitality industry right now, at least from my perspective and some of the people that I've spoken to, right? Some people have lost their jobs. Some people are being furloughed. And I'm asking, what are you doing? The people that are still working, what are you doing? I mean, what have you, you know, what's different now? What are you doing different now than you did before? So, but anyway, but thank you, Amy, for that. And she also said, I don't know if I can even say this. And I saw this, that restaurants can now sell alcohol or liquor to go. I mean, they can deliver it now. It's something like that. So some of these hotels are doing, I mean, they're taking advantage of everything they can, right? So if the city ordinance, I guess, is allowing you to do this, on ABC or whoever, if they're allowing you to do it, then heck yeah. If it's another revenue stream, heck yeah, do it. Deliver liquor, beer, whatever. So these are things that are coming. Probably marijuana too. I don't know. But these are things that are coming. And these are things that I'm hearing as I'm talking to more people that are in the industry. Next question. This is a question. Does lowering rates stimulate demand? Because I see and I hear that a lot of hotels have lowered their rates. Okay, and we're just going to lower the rates, right? Well, I mean, I guess there's a couple of rules of thumb for that. if everyone else is doing it, you don't have a choice, right? So if everyone else in your comp set is lowering their rates, then you don't have a choice, right? So if everyone, like three or four other hotels already, and you have five hotels in your comp set, the other four have already lowered their rates, well, what are you going to do? Keep your rate, you know, the same? I mean, you have to kind of, you know, I don't say mirror, but be in the same ballpark as your competition. But that's a tough one, right? I mean, it's tough. I mean, so, I mean, I don't have an answer. They don't have an answer. Occupancy now. So, well, we got to push rate. Well, you're not going to get a rate either. Do you want heads and beds? Butts and beds, whatever. Well, this is what you want. You want people in there. Butts and beds, heads, however, by any means necessary, I guess that's what you want. You just want to get business in there. So there you go. I mean, I can't be mad at someone that are lowering their rates to try to get whatever's out there, because at the end of the day, if there's five hotels in one particular area, and all of them are on the same level, you're going to go with the one with the lower rate. I mean, that's, quite frankly, you're going to go with the one with the lower rate. So there you go. I don't know, but I don't think that because the rates are low now, I'm going to I'm looking at Expedia. I'm just going to say that. And I'm going to say, oh, this hotel XYZ has low rates. Now I'm going to go ahead and stay there. No, because there's no demand for me to go there at this point, right? There's stuff that are going on that I don't think would be a good idea for me to go to this hotel. So I'm not going. So I'm not, it's not stimulating me to go out and pay because the rate now is $50, right? No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to take that chance at this point. But like I said, it comes down to lower your rate if you need to, but just look at what your comp set is doing. If your comp set is doing it, then you really don't have a choice. There's another thing that I was, this is a prediction, right? This is my prediction. On Air with Russell of Hotels, hashtag hospitality unplugged. You know, I come up with these things every now and then, right? So this is my prediction. After this is all said and done, remember that 10%? Oh, and this goes to the meeting planners, right? Remember that 10% that the big three, I'll just say the big three, and hotel people know what the big three is, and they know what I'm talking about. They know what I'm alluding to. That 10%, just so people know, there was 10% that was paid to meeting planners, people like myself, meeting planners, hotel site selection, people that assist companies with finding or navigating through hotels, contracts and things like that to make sure their clients or their companies or organizations that they represent get the best hotel for the meetings that they want to have, right? So, and for us, we're independent people, right? So the hotels were paying 10% in room, 10% of the room revenue, total room revenue, to bring them business, right? Well, about 2 years ago, the big three and the big three hotel company, Marriott's one of them, Hilton and Hyatt, right? So they basically took that 10% away, or took 3% away, right? So now 7%. Right. So my prediction is, after this all said and done, that 10% will be back. OK, because when hotels reopen, it's not going to open back at how they closed down. Right. Before, I mean, there was, you know, there's a lot of demand. There's people here where we got groups here. We got groups there. Blah, 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 blah. OK, when this is all said and done, it's not going to go back automatically to, oh, okay, now we're, you know, 100% again. No, or we're 50%. We're not even going to be 50%, right? It's going to be a gradual thing, because there's not going to be a date like, okay, oh, May 30th, that's when, you know, everybody can go back to hotels. No, it's going to be a ramp up, you know, and hotel people know about a ramp up, because when we start a new hotel or we open up a new hotel, there's a ramp up time, right? And it's 6 months or 3 months, 90 days or whatever, because you got to get a feel for the hotel, get a feel for the market, get a feel for everything, right? So it's going to be a ramp up. It's not going to just be snap your finger and we're going to go back to where it was 3 weeks ago. It's not going to happen. So I can see, to stimulate growth or to stimulate, you know, whatever, these hotel companies are going to have to do something, because we're all going to be desperate, right? We're desperate to make more money, and they're desperate to get people in there. right? So it's going to be one of those situations where we're going to come together, and that 10%, it may even be higher. It may even be higher, right? So 10% is where we all know the level is, right? That's the minimum, right? But just watch, okay? And this is me coming from me. I didn't get this from anybody. This is just, you know, how things go, right? So, but you heard it here. Hashtag hospitality unplugged. On Air with Russell Hotel said that 10% is going to be back, right? No more 7% moving forward, right? So you guys thank me when it happens, right? So I should be the first one that you guys call. Say, now that Russell Hotels, that guy, he knows his stuff. Contact information. How do you get a hold of Russell Hotels? And for people just not joining, I'm in my backyard, right? No studio. They closed the studio down because it's in an office building, right? So the owner just felt it was best that, you know, although we're media, right, to do a radio show, a podcast, that's all considered media, right? So that's all considered, what they call it? I can't think of the term now, but we can go. We can do whatever we need to do, right? We can still do it. So, yeah, you heard it here first, Marsha. Thank you so much. So, but he decided to close it because it's probably in the best interest of everybody, you know, people to come in and people around the studio. So I'm okay with it because I'm doing this via Skype. And obviously you can hear me because no one's saying they can't hear me. So this is good. So, and I'll do this next week here as well, I guess. We'll just keep it moving, right? So anyway, contact information. How do you get a hold of Russell Hotels? So at russellhotels.com, Russell Hotels, hashtag hospitality unplugged. Twitter, Russell Hotels, IG, that's Instagram, Russell Hotels, LinkedIn, Russell L. Edmond, Facebook, I have two pages, Russell L. Edmond and Russell of Hotels. And then my website is www.russellofhotels.com. And you know what? After this show is over, it becomes a podcast, right? Just in case you didn't know it, this is a live show, right? I'm here outside in my backyard live right now. There's clouds. There's things going on. There's birds chirping. I mean, if you're going to be cooped up in the house, man, you might as well be outside in your yard, right? I was shooting some baskets earlier. I was hitting the heavy bag earlier, so you got to stay active too, okay? Keep your mind right. Do some things. You know, stop watching all the Netflix stuff. You know, save that stuff till night, right? I don't watch any TV during the day. All the news that I get is on, you know, whatever, CNN.com or whatever the heck it is, whatever news feeds I get. So that's where my news comes from, if I'm looking at it at all, which normally I don't. So I'm normally trying to contact clients and just seeing how people are doing. That's what I do as well, right? So I was throwing that to the salespeople, but I do that as well because, I mean, my job is to see how people are doing. And what I mean, my clients, I mean, these are hotel people as well, right? So I reach out to my hotel, my CVB, or DMO or DM, whatever you want to call them. I reach out to them as well and see how they're doing. Some of them, some of the bureau people have been furloughed as well. Some of them are still working. So thank God for that. But I rely on them to give me information. So what I was saying, as far as this show being a podcast, right after it's over, it becomes a podcast. And it's available on iTunes, Apple Play, and whatever podcast platforms you're listening to. Okay? So there you go. I'm not going to get into that. There's a squirrel just happened to be walking by here. He must know I'm doing I don't like him, first of all. So he's moving around and he knows I'm doing this podcast and he's messing with me on purpose, but I'm going to let him go. As long as he doesn't go back at me, I'm fine, right? What is the topic for today? Oh, no. Well, before I get into that, no, who's on blast? You know, regardless of what's going on, there's still people on blast and they need to know. They need to know. I'm just watching this squirrel. He could be kind of feisty. It's the same squirrel that's been here for years. Probably been here as long as we've been here. So, but anyway, who's on blast? Now, on blast means it's not a bad thing. So for people to know that, it's not a bad thing. It's people that I know and respect in the industry, and I want them to be on the show, right? They can be sitting right next to me, right here, you know, talking to the Facebook Live people as well as our LA Talk Radio people and basically saying, hey, I was on that On Air with Russell Hotel show. Anyway, Brian Churchill, VP of LA Tourism, You're on blast. You've been on blast for a while, buddy. Come on now. Let's get it together. What are you doing now? Huh? What are you doing now? Come on. That was a joke, right? But anyway, Carol Motley, C-Mott, Director of Convention Sales, Destination DC, you're on blast. Luis Torres, Universal Studios, you're on blast. Give me a call. We can do this via Skype. You don't have to be here. We can. You can dial into a number, and we can talk to each other like I'm talking to you guys now. Stephanie Corsino, Hong Kong Tourism, you're on blast. Junior Tavaha. Did I say that right? Junior Tavaha, Chief Sales Officer at Visit Anaheim. You're on blast. I know you guys know Junior. Junior's been around a long time. Get Junior to call me or email me. Marilyn, I know you're listening and you're watching. Get Junior to come on this show, okay? Junior's a wealth of information, knowledge. I've known that dude for a while. So, Junior, get yourself on this show. Ashley Tate, you are the brand marketing manager at Visit West Hollywood. She used to be with, I think, LA Tourism at one time. Am I right? Yeah, I think so. But anyway, you're on blast, Ashley Tate. Give me a call. Get on the show. Let's see what you're doing. I haven't talked to you in a while. Let's see what you've been doing. Collaboration and connecting people. I couldn't even spit that out. Collaboration and connecting people. That's what On Air with Russell Hotels is all about. You need something, call Russell Hotels. Maybe you can do it. I mean, if that's, you know, you're looking for a hotel, you're looking for something for your meeting space. Of course, this is in the future, right? But I do things as well as, who thought that I did life insurance? Who even thought that I did that, right? Well, I went back to school and got my life license, and now I'm working on my securities license to do mutual funds and 401ks. Who knew that, right? Because when Marriott took that 10% away, you got to figure out where you're going to get that other 3%, right? So you got to reinvent yourself. And that's one thing that I do is, no matter what, I got to reinvent myself. So that's what I do. LaShawna Bowen and Linda Wotan, hello. Thank you for joining in. So, intro of today's topic, and this is a quick one, right? 12 ways to become the, can't even speak. 12 ways to become, why can I say that right? To become a better salesperson. 12 ways, actually, I think I came with 13, but 12 ways to become a better salesperson. And some of these things you guys know already, but maybe you haven't done, or maybe you haven't applied them in a while, or maybe this is a good time to start doing this stuff, right? You know, tighten up your skills, right? Tighten up your knowledge of the product that you're selling. Right. So that's what I would be doing. Number one, know your product inside and out. Do you know your product? Do you know everything that ticks, makes that hotel tick? And this doesn't just go for hotels, right? This is whoever's selling a product, right? A service or a product. Do you know your business? Do you know what you should be doing? Do you know if there's objections? How do you get around those objections? Know your property strengths and weaknesses. You know how we do these SWOT analysis? I hate those things. Strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, right? Okay, so you know how we know we do those things? We do them every year. Every year, right? So that's one thing I don't miss, right? Is doing budgets and marketing plans. Because, you know, when you're new to the property, you're just looking at, well, where's the old one? So you're looking at the old one, and you just kind of, you may put a little spin on it, you know, to make it yours, but basically it's the same information, right? So it may be a little, you're tweaking a little things, and maybe adding a couple new things, but basically it's the same thing, okay? So, but know your properties inside and out. Trish McCauley is watching. So know your product inside and out, okay? So know where Trish is with. Oh, my gosh. Tell me, Trish, where are you with? You're with the hotel in Chicago, the Peninsula. Trish is with the Peninsula in Chicago, right? So one of the greatest hotels I've ever stayed in, right? So Trish McCauley, thank you for joining. But know your properties. And I know that Trish knows the Peninsula Chicago inside and out. She knows the strengths and weaknesses and if that hotel meets the needs of the client. She knows that, right? So you want to make sure that you know that. If you don't know it, if you don't know it like Trish knows her property, then you need to know it, right? Who is your audience? If you're an upscale property, say a 4 or 5 star property, you won't be successful selling to a budget minded customer. Okay. So if Trish, knowing her hotel, 4 or 5 star Peninsula Hotel, Chicago, she's selling to, you know, Joe Blow, who, you know, is used to using, you know, and there's no knock against any brand that I'm about to say, but they used to using a Hilton Garden Inn and things like that. Well, guess what? It's probably not going to work out if they go to the Peninsula, okay? Because they're going to be asking for discounts. They're going to be, well, this is too high, that's too high. Well, the people at the Peninsula, the clients at the Peninsula, 4 or 5 star hotel, they know what the rates are going to be, right? They've already done their homework. They know that that's the hotel that they've used in the past, and they want to use those types of hotels, you know? So know your clients. So bottom line, what it means is know who you're selling to, right? You can't sell, all right, give an example, so I'm not going to say it again, but just make sure you know your client, right? Who's your audience? Upscale, middle of the road, low end, know who it is, because guess what? There's hotels for everyone, but everyone is not the right client for your hotel, right? So there you go. Boom. Can't say it any better than that. Listen carefully. A lot of times salespeople, they just want to talk, right? I'm gonna make sure my time is right. They just want to talk. They want to get everything out they can about their hotel. Oh, my hotel's this. Oh, I know this. I know that about my hotel. Okay, that's good that you know your the information about your hotel, but make sure the client is talking more than you. It's not about you getting out information out. It's about you listening to the client and basically forming your presentation around the client, right? So if the client says, okay, I want one, I mean, this is a huge group, right? And they want one host hotel, right? You know, with 500 rooms or more, okay? And, you know, the group is small. I mean, it will fit inside that hotel. Why are you wasting time showing them the courtyard down the street? He just told you, I want this one 500-room hotel because that's where it's the host hotel. Everyone will fit in this one hotel. So why are you showing them the courtyard down the street? I mean, just know your client, what they're looking for. Listen to what they're telling you, right? Because they're telling you, they're setting the path for you, right? You just have to take notes, right? It's one thing that I learned back early on when I got into sales is when you take clients to lunch, you're not there to eat. I remember, you know, I love to eat, right? And one of my, I think it was a director of sales. He told me, I don't know if it was he or she, I can't remember, but basically he told me, you're not here to eat. You're here to get as much information from the client as you can. You know, it's about building a relationship, things like that. You can eat later, right? No, your job, if they want to eat, that's fine because you invite them to lunch. So their job is to eat and to give you information, right? That's the client. Your job is to listen, take notes, and you eat a little, but you should never finish your meal. We know that the client's job is to set the table for us, right? Our job is to just basically just take down the information and go from there. Okay. So hopefully I explained that enough. So, but it's all about building relationships, spend time knowing your current and potential clients, right? So of course that comes with having lunch, dinner, meals, drinks, whatever that is with them. Number 5 would be follow through. If you promise something, do it, right? If you say you're going to do something, then make sure you do it. If you say you're going to send them something, if that's a, you know, specs for the meeting space or menus and things like that, send it to them when you say you're going to send it to them. Because one thing you don't want to do is get into the habit of not following through because clients won't use you anymore. So there you go. So make sure that you're following through. Number 6, be sure you stay current on what's happening in the industry. What about new trends, technology, market demands, things like that. So just make sure you're staying on top of things like that. I mean, if it's not your job as a salesperson, make sure your director is staying on top of at least the technology, because you can't, you know, there's some things you can't change, some things you can't do anything about, but you need to make sure you have the resources to do your job, right? So make sure you're voicing your opinion to the people that matter. If that's your director, if that's your GM, your VP, whoever the heck it is, make sure we're doing that as well. Let's see, number seven, build strong ties with other departments in the hotel. You'll need support from other departments. It's that simple. I mean, it kills me when I see that, you know, the front desk and the sales department don't get along. I'm like, where did that even come from? You know, the sales team, they promised this, they promised that, they promised all doubles, you know, or all rooms on the same floor. No, we don't say that. Clients will say anything they can to make sure they get what they want, right? So, I mean, don't get me wrong. Sometimes we do say certain things, right? Or things have been said, but it can be sometimes misunderstood from the client, and the client would just come up with whatever just to get whatever they want. But know that, I mean, I can say that for me when I was in the hotel space, that because I came from operations, right? So I may have been one of those people that said, hey, sales is always, you know, promising things. But that's before I knew what sales does and how the client, you know, reacts to them or certain things that clients say or whatever. So just make sure that we all need each other. Front desk needs sales. Sales needs engineering. Engineering needs housekeeping. You know, housekeeping needs, you know, food and beverage. We all need to work together inside the hotel. So it doesn't make any sense that, you know, we don't know who the major players are in certain departments. Now, mind you, if it's a lot larger property, I do recall when I worked at the Westin Bonaventure, there's probably over 1,000 employees, and people from like Vegas and all this can attest to this, because I mean, that's small in Vegas, in the world of Vegas, right? Because I'm sure that there's managers that some of these salespeople have never even seen before. Okay. Because I remember just, you know, I'll just use my experience at the Westin Bonaventure, which is the largest hotel I've worked in, and which is quite frankly was the largest hotel in LA County when I used to work there. And this has been some years ago, right? So I remember having our GM used to have these monthly or quarterly managers meetings, right? It's like a cocktail reception or whatever. So we would all get together, and you would see people there that I had never seen before, right? You don't see them until you have a meeting like that, because people are doing their own thing. And if there's like over 1,000 employees, you don't see these people every day, right? So you're trying to get your relationship going in the time that you do see them. So make sure, if we can, know the major players that can get things done for your groups. And I mean, that's what's important, right? So there you go. So make sure you build strong ties with other departments in your hotel. Visit your competition. There's no substitute for knowing your competition in your market. Okay, so make sure you know your competition. Boom, done. There's no other way you can say it differently. Just know your competition. Go there, eat there. I mean, I used to have my people stay at the hotels, because you need to know what you're selling against, right? So I would stay at my competition. Every sales manager had a hotel that they were responsible for. So, you know, when the day came when you needed to do marketing plans and things like that, every sales manager had a competitive, you know, hotel, meaning they should be the experts on that hotel. So they would just give me the information, you know, from, you know, who the sales managers were that they sold against, who's the director of sales, who's the GM, you know, how old the hotel is, when's the renovation, when's the next scheduled renovation. I mean, things like that, you know, their rate structure. I mean, whatever they needed to find out, they had to find out, because they own that hotel. That was their hotel. So if there was a question about, hey, what's going on at the Hilton, they should know that information, because guess what? That's their hotel. They have a relationship with the sales managers there. So they were required to do that. So know your comp set, your competition, however you want to put it. Make sure that you know it, or your people know it. Attention to detail is a must. When delivering a conference experience, make sure names are spelled correctly and titles are spelled accurately. That's one thing. Another thing that, I don't know, is a pet peeve or whatever. We used to do, what are they called? Pre-con meetings, right? So which would kill me is that some of my people didn't know the right spelling of people that were going to be at the pre-con, right? Or their titles or whatever. Name spelling and titles are important to people, right? So someone put my name on there and it had one S and one L. I mean, that would tick me off. I mean, people may think that's simple or that's silly. No, my name is spelled R-U-S-S-E-L-L. So if I had one S and one L, that's not my name. So like I said, as minor as it is, people, that makes a big difference. So make sure that, and I'm just using it as a pre-con meeting as a example, but we want to make sure that we are spelling people's names right. We don't miss anyone. We make sure we include everybody and we're getting the titles right as well. So there you go. So that's attention to detail, right? That's just an example. Use of social media. Are we using social media, especially during these times now? Make sure we're using social media to stay relevant. Our hotels are not operating as full as they should be, of course, but that doesn't mean we stop our social media presence. That doesn't mean we stop being relevant. We just continue to fight, right? Because guess what? This thing will be over at one point, and we want to make sure that our name or our brand has been out there constantly, consistently. So make sure we are not stopping our social media campaigns. Well, maybe the ones that cost money, but you know, these days you can use social media platforms to do whatever, and it doesn't cost you that much money or cost you anything. If you have your own account, or maybe the hotel has its own account and you are paying someone to do the posting and things like that, well, guess what? Do the postings yourself. You can do it, right? It's not that big a deal. And guess what? It doesn't cost the hotel any more money than what they're paying you to work anyway, right? So there you go. I mean, my last several hotels, I did my own social media. I didn't have a company that did it. I did it myself. So make sure we're taking care of that, because we have to remain relevant even during times like this. What's another one? Invite Russell Hotels to come and interview you at your property. Showcase your hotel. You have a lot of time. There's not a lot of clients there. This is the time you need to stay relevant, right? You have to continue to sell somehow. I mean, if it's not direct selling, it's not in your face selling. It's more, maybe it's more branding. Maybe it's a soft sale. Okay, let's say that. Let's say a soft sale, but it's more branding, getting your brand out there, right? It's not about I'm trying to get that next group. I'm trying to do this, unless you're working on future stuff, right? And the client knows that, and the client is still. And hopefully they are looking at the future, right? Maybe they're looking at the end of the year. Maybe they're looking at, you know, 2022 and things like that. Okay, we can still sell them on that, but we do need to find out how they're doing now. You're building those relationships and things like that. So special offers go a long way. If you have available space on specific dates for their proposed meeting, event, and, you know, offer discounts if that's appropriate, okay? Is that going to get the business? I don't know, but it's a goodwill gesture, right? You got to know who you're selling against too. Know your competition, know what, you know, that hotel will offer. When you're offering something, are they going to counter? I mean, you hopefully you've sold against them before and you know what they're going to offer, right? Or you know what they're going to do. So that's why it's important to know your competition. And thank yous. Gestures create repeat customers. Okay, we always got to thank you for everything, right? For calling you back. Well, thank you. In your conversation, with thank, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much. You know, those are things that make a big difference. And we may think that they're small. And sometimes, quite frankly, we've gotten away from thanking people. Okay, we just accept, or we just expect. We expect things. We can't expect things. We have to be gracious, you know, show gratitude. We got to be humble sometimes, and we have to thank people. So make sure we're doing that. Like I said, that's, to me, that's one of the easiest things to do. But for some people, I've had conversations with people and they don't thank you at all for bringing stuff to them or send them an RFP. I mean, we need to thank people for that. Thank the meeting planner for sending it to it. You may not get the business, but still, you don't know that you're not going to get it until, you know, you actually get it. Right. So at least thank them for that. Send them notes. Be sure to send notes. This is what I do. Even to this day, when I'm a, you know, meeting planner or whatever, excuse me, I send my clients thank you notes, handwritten thank you notes. I don't email. Everyone's emailing things, right? Be different. Be bold. You know, step out there. Do whatever you got to do, right? Think outside the box. I mean, before, you know, before the internet, before computers and all that, excuse me, we used to send notes. How did we get away from that? So it's okay to send notes and let people know that we thank them. Be personal, you know, a handwritten note. Let's try that. That would be okay, right? And in my book, that's one of the best things to do is send a handwritten note to one of your clients. So I think that was it for my 12 ways to be a better salesperson. And I just got a note, right? And I was looking at my phone, and because I'd asked, and I'd mentioned this maybe a little early, and I know I'm running out of time, so I'm going to do this kind of quickly. I had reached out to a couple salespeople that I know in the greater LA area and just asked them. Well, one was in LA, one's in Colorado, one's in Minneapolis. So, but this one is in Southern California, the Delta Hotel specifically in Anaheim. And her name is Sunny Butler. And I just asked her, you know, what are you doing differently now than you were doing before, let's say prior to 3 weeks ago? And she said, right now, maintaining relationships, reaching out to people over the phone to secure business and build relationships, because I know everyone is at home and will pick up the phone to respond. Right. So she knows that people, I mean, we all know people are at home. Are we calling them or are we just emailing people? I mean, she's picking up the phone and calling them. She's booking groups for 2021 and beyond because this year is so uncertain. Right. We don't know what's going to happen by the end of the year. Right. But she is saying that people that have meetings planned for, say, October through December, fourth quarter, she's been in contact with them as well. Right. So I guess it just depends on the client, what they're booking. Are they booking now? Are they booking in the future? Of course, they're booking in the future. It's business as usual, right? Because everyone is, you know, everybody has gotten, you know, maybe they're thinking past this, right? Although we're still in the middle of it. Maybe they're thinking past it, you know, fourth quarter, we should be back in line. And maybe we will. Hopefully we will, right? But you got to play it by ear, right? Take it client by client. And make sure that, because you don't want to come across as being, you know, it's a delicate situation, right? So it's a balance, right? But you're salespeople, right? That's why they pay the big bucks, to make sure, you know, you do what you need to do for your clients, right? So just make sure, and they're being lenient on cancellation clauses and when they postpone events. You know, it's the difference between postponing versus cancellations, right? So if you're postponing, meaning you're going to move it to another date, maybe within the year, that'd be great if you can do it within the year for the year, or maybe, you know, next quarter, I mean, the first quarter of next year. I guess it just depends, right? But it's better to postpone than to cancel, because if you cancel, then we're talking something else. We're talking maybe some cancellation clauses and things like that, because quite frankly, some hotels are being sticklers on the force majeure clause, right? So I'm sure you guys all know that. Some hotels, they're letting them out of it. Some hotel companies, they're not. So now, you know, now that's one thing that's going to change moving forward. That force majeure clause that people just took for granted, and it's a, like I always say, boilerplate, meaning it just goes from contract to contract. No one really looks at it. No one reads it. No one really even knows what the heck it means. You know what I mean? So now people are going to start paying attention to the force majeure, of course, the cancellation, and then, you know, your attrition causes, of course, as well. So just make sure, you know, we're looking at that moving forward. But you know, like I said, some hotels are being lenient, some hotels are not. So it's a case by case. So anyway, so that was it. So I thank you, Sunny, for sending me that information. She actually just texted that to me, and I just happened to look at the phone and saw it. So I thank you so much for that. But anyway, so I thank you guys all. I think I'm about out of time. I do thank you for joining in or tuning in with On Air with Russell Hotels. We're Hospitality Unplugged, and we're all about connecting and collaboration, right? So we're all about that. So thank you so much. Look forward to speaking and seeing you again on next Tuesday. And what I said last week was, you know, as long as I can do this show, I'm going to continue to do it, because it's giving our hotel people, our hospitality people, a voice. I get to get the information out there to people that listen. And I think it's important. Right. So this is my job to do it. There's a couple other people that do either the podcasts or radio shows, and I appreciate them as well, because we all do things a little differently. We all reach different people, but we're all doing this together. We're all on the same page, and we're on the same page with our hospitality family and friends. So we're all in this together. So we're all in it together, and we'll get through it together. So thank you so much for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Thank you to LA Talk Radio. Thank you, Facebook Live, the people that listen on Facebook Live as well. So you guys have a great day. And it's Taco Tuesday, so got to get in there and prepare some tacos for tonight. So anyway, you guys take care and have a great day. Bye.
Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Please tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. as we talk to other hospitality professionals. Your feedback is important. Email Russell at russell@russellofhotels.com with any questions or suggestions. Until next time, try not to be a person of success, rather become a person of value.